Hey Spartans, quick video for you guys. I was just talking with a guy in the program and he was, you know, coming on the call and he was very, very down and gloomy like most of you guys are when we start talking. He's like, "Oh, I'm so addicted and I've been doing this for years and I'm married and all these things." And he kept saying the phrase, "my porn problem," right? And he kept saying it, which is a normal thing to say. It's like, I have a porn problem, my porn problem, my porn problem. And he kept saying it throughout the conversation. And then for some reason, it just made me feel really uneasy. Like something's off. There's a belief here that is not accurate, right? And my porn problem, my porn problem. And then I stopped him and I said,
"Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years. We have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started."
And then I stopped him and I said, "All right, thank you for sharing. Can I reframe something for you really quick, right?" And I said, "I don't think you have a porn problem. I think you have an escapism problem, okay? Now, this is really important. Because when we understand that the reason you have a porn problem is not because of all the factors that most people think they have a porn addiction, right? Whenever people start to quit porn and get serious about it, the first conclusion that folks come to is, number one, they say, I don't have enough willpower or determination, and that's why I can't quit. If I just had enough willpower, I wouldn't be addicted to this thing. That's not true. It's completely false, because there are many, many, many people that have incredible willpower that suffer from crippling addictions, all right? Let me remind you, athletes, Tiger Woods, Michael Phelps, whoever, there's many, many people that are addicted to stuff and have incredible willpower. So it's not a willpower issue. And then they say, "Oh, it's because I have a high sex drive," all right? Also not true. There are many, many people that have healthy sexual relationships in marriage and have crippling addictions to porn and masturbation. So it's not a sex drive thing. Number three, people say, "Oh, it's a spiritual factor. The devil's on my throat and I can't escape this because of spirituality." Guys, how many times have you sat in prayer and meditation and read scriptures and thought, if I just prayed hard enough and asked God for forgiveness enough, it would solve things? Yes, I believe all these things are factors, huge factors that contribute to it. Willpower. Yes, if you had more willpower, you'd do better. Yes, sex drive is a contributing factor. And yes, spirituality is a factor. I do believe that. However, what people don't get is it's a very, very tiny percentage of the actual issue going on. It's like a sliver of the giant pie as to why you continue to do something that you don't want. All those reasons don't explain why you continue to use something that causes you so much pain. Think about that for a second. None of those explain the reason why you continue to do something that you don't want to. The single reason that people use porn is because it's an easy escape. That's it. That is it, my friends. Now think about this logically for a second, okay? When you are really, really struggling to find, have urges, and you're struggling to stay clean and stay sober, what are the emotions that usually are preceding that? Usually it's a lot of stress, right? Usually it's a lot of anxiety. Usually it's a lot of pain. Usually it's a lot of trauma. Usually it's a lot of boredom, depression, loneliness, right? Just feeling empty and running on fear and emptiness. And when you feel that, you just want to escape, okay? Now this is an interesting perspective to have, because when you understand that you're escaping something, then you can fix what you're escaping from. And when you figure out what you're escaping from and address that, then you won't desire to watch porn anymore. You won't even need it anymore.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
Now, this is a different perspective to have, is I believe, now stay with me on this. I believe, and I've seen over and over again in my own life as well, that having a porn escapism is just a natural consequence of you feeling those pains and trying to escape. It's inevitable, all right? It's inevitable. It was gonna happen no matter what. So if you keep focusing on just not watching porn, just don't want porn, and put all the guardrails and all the safety nets that you can imagine, you're never gonna stop, because you're not addressing the root issue. You're not addressing the thing that you're escaping from, okay? So when you understand that's an escape, then it's like, oh, okay, I'm just in pain like everybody. And I told this guy, I was like, you're just running away like everybody. And you have just found the easiest form of escapism on the planet, because there is nothing more more enticing, nothing more easily accessible, nothing more free to use, nothing more hyper-stimulating, supernormal stimulant than porn is. There's nothing, okay? It's just that it's easy to use. And that's the matter of fact. And I keep telling guys, like I've said before, if you could take your phone and shake it and cocaine would fall out just for free, how many people would be addicted to cocaine? A lot. A lot more people would use cocaine to escape. That's just an example, right? But this is why it's important to notice your use of escapism and see it as the same category in the same bucket as using porn. Noticing when you want to watch social media, go to social media, when you want to escape, noticing when you want to play video games, noticing when you want to get angry, noticing when you just want to go into your room, climb under the covers and watch YouTube or anything that seems innocent. But noticing that and being like, man, something is really off. Something's going on and I need to address this and not just understand, but I need to release it, okay? This is the key to success. This is the key to victory, all right? I can tell you story after story of guys who have not just understood why they have this porn habit. That's the first step. If you just understand why and don't do anything about it, you're gonna keep failing because you're just gonna be in your head all the time. And then you're just gonna go into the psychobabble of like, oh, when I was a child, this happened and whatever. No. Number two, step two is you gotta tell somebody about it. You gotta be heard and be seen. And when you tell somebody and you're seen, you realize, wow, I'm not a worthless piece of garbage like I thought I was. I'm not unworthy of love and grace. I'm not unworthy in front of people, in front of my family, in front of my spouse, in front of God, in front of my faith. I'm not. And when you feel that, you feel full. That's what being full is like, okay? And when you do that, notice the feeling you feel after you share with somebody. Notice how that feels. And that's the feeling of being full. And when you notice that, you'd be like, man, this feeling is so much better than being alone and isolated and addicted my whole life. I want to replicate this. So I challenge you guys, figure out a way to connect with somebody every day. If you had to, I want to expand your imagination, expand your capacity to imagine. If you had to just connect with somebody every single day, what would you do to do that? How would you do that? And make a plan for it. Which means understanding your emotions and then sharing it with somebody, okay? And being seen. And that's the practice. That's it. Because when you do that, you don't need to escape. Because I'll remind you, the emotions you're feeling are not bad. You have associated them with being bad because you use a negative outlet to escape those emotions, which is porn, masturbation, social media, video games, etc. Anger, irritability, whatever. But I want you to address them productively, and that's the name of the game, okay?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com. And I'll see you in the next episode.